forgot to put it on. It goes to the intent of what the message is going to be about today. And so I was really blessed with what songs were chosen. We don't ever talk about it. We don't try to coordinate something on our own. We just let the Spirit of the Lord speak, and hopefully we'll make the right kind of connections in the Spirit. You know, there were some things that were said, and I truly believe that there's been a much more of a agitation that's come in the Spirit. We've talked about how there's a shaking going on in the world. There's a shaking going on in the church. And there's things that we have to deal with. There's storms of life that we have on an individual basis. It just seems like the intensity of life has increased. I would imagine that you would agree with me about that. I don't think it's just my own life. But I see some things, and I think a number of weeks ago I was talking about crossroads, and you know, we really have to get a picture here that the words that are being spoken aren't just something that fills in a church time, but there's God wants to speak to us and really transform us, like what was just mentioned a little bit ago. I think somebody was saying about use the word transform. And there's a deeper thing that God wants to do inside all of us. And God uses bad situations to get our attention. And God turns things to the good for those who love Him. Is that what the Scripture says?
Amen.
And so God takes situations, the storms of life, and if we can embrace that, we can end up allowing the Spirit of God to transform us and get us through things. The Scripture says, you know, that if that the Spirit of the Lord can lift us up, and we can soar with wings as eagles. We can get up over top of the storm, right? And in the reality of what that means to us, it doesn't mean that we're avoiding the storm as much as getting through the storm. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that? God has not put us in a bubble. And we go through certain things. You know, I would like it. Gary and I were cribbing up the bottom of our campers yesterday. And, you know, you just want everything just to go perfectly well. You know, can't it just be one time when there's not a problem?
No.
But life is full of problems.
Yeah.
Life in a sinful world, in a world that has gone astray from the things of God, there's problems in life. And God doesn't take us out of the world, but what He does do is give us of His Spirit so that we can handle the things that are in this world.
Yeah.
Right? Until the time that He comes. Oh, I pray for that day. So, I want us to turn. Let's go first to the book of Jeremiah, first chapter. Jeremiah, chapter 1. Because of our own doing, because of our own attitudes, own habits, own insecurities, our own fears, right? And God is looking to do a deeper internal cleansing of in us. And I think it is something that we do need to be praying for. A deeper internal cleansing. Amen? Now we can say this, and you and I can amen this, but it's excruciating sometimes the things that we have to change in our life, or when God puts His finger on something. How does God put His finger on things in our lives?
When you go to do something wrong, you spot trips right ahead.
So God does, and what's that look like, Joe?
Dumbfounded.
You're dumbfounded?
Yeah, because you can't understand why you did what you did, and then you realize that God stopped you in midstream, and you realize that through Him, your life is much better, actually.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Well, He humbles us. We've experienced that many times where being humble, He brings you to your knees pretty much most of the time.
Yeah. Good. Good. And someone?
For me, I feel like I have a mirror put in front of my face, because it's usually as I'm given words to share with somebody, it's like, I needed that just as much. Or I love my moments the next morning when I really didn't listen to the Spirit the day before.
Yeah.
And I have those, I get visions, so I have those visions of how I could have handled it better, or just like you said, that humbling or that conviction of just, this is how it could have been handled better type of thing.
Okay, somebody else?
Through other people.
Through other people.
Yeah.
Does that happen with you?
Yeah, I think too, not just the mirror but of yourself, but the mirror of other people too. You know, I look at some people and I think, oh my God, I would love to have that person's whatever.
Yeah.
Please help me, Lord, because I don't measure up in that.
Because the transformation we're talking about, being conformed to the image of His Son. I mean, I hope that every person in this room wants that. Mm. Really wants that. You and I aren't going any further along in God if we don't want that. On an individual basis, as a church, God has brought us to places where we can continue down a road that's going toward Him, or we'll find ourselves in that little cesspool of just swimming around in circles. And this can happen to any one of us as individuals, or us as a church. I've said this before. I was saying to Kathy, can you give me an example of when I've needled you enough that you finally said, oh, okay. She couldn't think of any. But, God does that. God is going to keep saying this to us, so that we really get this picture. We're going to be so tired of probably hearing certain things that we might not want to listen anymore. Well, you've said that before now. And I'm probably going to say it again, because I'm going to be talking today about His Word and the thoughts of our mind, which you've heard plenty about. But the Lord is looking for us to really grab a hold of this in a much deeper way. So I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen by the Spirit of God. So in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12 says this. And then the Lord said unto me, you have seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And that means to watch over His Word, to be vigilantly preparing His Word. God When he brings a message to you, a word to you, whether it's from a preacher on a Sunday, or if you're reading your Bible, or in prayer or in worship, you hear something in the mind of your heart that is directing you in a certain way or convicting you in a certain way. God wants your attention, wants my attention. He wants us to really take note of it and to make the changes that we need to make in our lives. We need a deeper cleansing of our hearts and mind. That was one of the things that Stephen and Melinda were, I don't remember which one it was who told me, but this was something about a deeper cleansing and really us wanting it. We need to want this to go on with God, to go on with Him. You know, you can be led so far, but if you're not willing to make the next step, God isn't going to force us. He wants to transform us into the image of His Son. Amen. How many of you believe that? That God is in that process in each of our lives. It isn't, whoopee, we're saved. Now let's just go live our life any old way, not according to His Word, but just by, oh, hey, I'm saved. I'm just going to live my life and pursue my dreams without, God doesn't need to be involved with any of this stuff. I'm just going to go my way, and God, when bad things happen, I'll come to you, and you can answer my prayers. But other than that, you've got too many other things to do, God. Or what we're really saying is, I've got too many other things, God. I'm afraid you might tell me something I don't want to hear. You all been there?
Yeah.
Yes. I have. So, but God looks after His Word. He hastens to perform it. He wants that to happen in our lives. Yeah. And I think more than we really understand, we don't want it as much as we think we do. So you just, carefully, I'm talking about myself. I'm not trying to lay something on the congregation. I'm saying it's important that when you read these words and you go, God, boy, he watches over to perform his word, and he lays out a word for us through his Bible, through the many things I've already talked about, and we can be too casual about our lives, going our own way. Oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if I do this or do that. Come on. Yeah, no, he does. How important is this? We are a family here. I believe that. That's how I feel about all of you. Right? We're a family. And we care about one another. And when we talk to one another, it's nice when you know that the person's listening to what you have to say. It's kind of a bad thing when your wife is saying something to you and you're only half listening. And then she goes, Malcolm, what did I just say? I'm caught up short. Oh, whoops. Well, I only half heard what you said. Do you think that God wants us to react to Him that same way? My goodness gracious. So this is something for us to take seriously and say, yeah, maybe I could be better at this. Listening to God, reading His Word, see what kind of things He wants to speak to me. Allow me to be transformed through Him talking to me by going through particular kinds of circumstances, humbling or whatever it might be. Or when somebody else says, "Hey, I see you're doing this. Do you think that's the right way to go?" that we can hear one another, and that we have the boldness to speak to one another. If we're a family and we love one another, which we do, then we need to be our brothers and sisters' keeper, don't we? We can't be afraid. I tell you, I've been afraid sometimes that if I say something to somebody, they're going to be insulted, and I won't see them ever again. But sometimes I feel that way. I'm just being honest with you, and I don't want to lose people, these people, you guys, because we've developed 20 some years of friendship here, and yet that's wrong of me if I see something and I don't say something, and it'd be wrong of you if you're not saying something to me, right? We've got to grow. We have to grow together. But you know what? We're afraid. This is, talk about the fear thing. But here's something that we're afraid of. We're afraid we're not thought of in this high level wow, Malcolm's something. I want everybody to think, wow, I'm really great. I don't have any of these faults. And when you think about yourself, you don't like it. We don't do things. We don't step out because we're afraid. We're afraid that we're not going to look good. Right? We're afraid we're going to make a mistake. I told Gary, I said, Gary, I've always been afraid of making a mistake when it comes to carpentry or any kind of mechanical thing, anything like that. That's just wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, learning.
You don't learn anything. You don't grow. We're at a point in our relationship together as this local body of Christ that we need to allow ourselves to grow beyond where we've been in our relationship with one another when it comes to true love. Yeah. And we can't be afraid if someone has to say something to us. Yeah. Right? I'm battling this. Now, just in case you think, I wonder if he wants to say something to me. I don't have anybody in mind right now.
Phew.
At least nobody that's here. But there are things that need to be said. But we laugh about it and we're uncomfortable about it. But if we're gonna grow together and part of how we grow, how we get more complete in Christ, is the input of brothers and sisters. Then we do need the input of brothers and sisters, and we can't be afraid of that. And we can't be afraid to be the one to go and say something to somebody either. Yeah.
It reminds me of that scripture, I think it's in Proverbs, like apples of gold and pitchers of silver is a
yes.
word fitly spoken.
Yes.
Because I've had some people come to me sometimes and said a few things that could have been hurtful.
Yes.
But were so true. And I've appreciated it, maybe not so much at the time as when I think back about it.
Right.
They were right.
Yeah. The scripture says, when the Lord's dealing with it, it doesn't feel so great when it's happening.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it produces the fruit of righteousness.
Right.
And we can appreciate that. Right?
Yeah.
So, all right, good. I don't want any message that comes ever to just be fluff. You know, I want God to continue forever and ever until He comes back to encourage us and lift us up and provoke us and move us on. Because you know what? The more that we go through that transforming process, the more, from my perspective, the more I understand who God is. And the more I understand who God is, the more I can handle the things of this life. Right? From a purely selfish motivation, that's true. But I love this scripture that says, the goodness of God leads me to repentance. I want to talk now about something came up the other day with someone, and we're talking about the thoughts, emotional thoughts that can come to us. There's lots of thoughts that can take a hold of our mind, and it leads us down the wrong path. How do you fight that?
With the Word.
Yeah, fight it with the Word of God.
The Word and truth is my sword and shield.
Yeah. Amen. And this is what this whole thing is that I want to get to today, is that we are under an attack from the enemy. Yes. There's been a lot of good things that have happened within our church, and there is an attack. Beyond just the normal things that happen in life, and I sense it. I don't know if anybody else does, but I sense that there's something greater going on in the spirit realm to pour cold water on us, divide us off where the enemy can. The enemy is always out to divide. Mm-hmm. Always. And we want to be very careful about this, right? So, when thoughts are coming, now you've heard messages before about this, but again, I think the Lord really wants to drive this point home. When you're going through, if you're starting to feel depressed about something, let's say, what do you do about that? You know what happens a lot? The depressing thoughts get you to think about more depressing things.
Yeah.
It takes you from where you are and leads you down into a deeper realm of dark thoughts. Is that what happens? When you're depressed, you usually end up getting more depressed if you don't do something about it. Right? When you have thoughts about where you're feeling divided off from somebody, maybe something they said, but something they did, and you're starting to feel, well, you know, and then you start getting thoughts about how this person really must not really like you anyway, and then throw in these wedges so that your relationship can't grow, and you say, well, don't even bother talking to them. Right? We need to talk to one another, don't we? Mm-hmm. We do.
We also need to listen.
We need to listen. Talk and listen, yeah. Right? Yeah, that should go hand in hand.
All right, so let me get to some other things here about the Word. Look at Psalm 119. Did I tell you that yet?
No.
All right, Psalm 119. And you're thinking I'm going to go to verse 105, but I'm not right now. Okay? So, Psalm 119.
You know, this transformation process that we're in is really a cleansing process, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're getting me here.
Yeah.
This is what it says. Verse 9, Psalm 119.
Yeah.
with what shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto, according to thy word. This is what Brian shouted out when I asked the question. It's according to his word. The words that you read out of your Bible and the words that you get from a preacher, from words you get from people in discussion, this is what's going to help us cleanse our way. And we need it. You know what? You and I do not want to be self-satisfied. Oh, we're saved. Okay, everything's fine. The world is falling apart. The world, not for our own sake, the world needs people that are going on with God.
Yes.
That are not self-satisfied. That don't have these attitudes inside them that are going to turn people away from Jesus. And how many people have walked away from the church because of some of the people in the church?
Yeah.
So how do we cleanse our way? According to thy word. I was going to go to 105, but I don't think I will. I feel that the Lord probably is just saying, you know, what's been said right now is something that really needs to be contemplated, really thought. Take the time to think about this. I don't know if you jotted down some notes or scriptures or whatever, but I think it's important for us to realize that we're not in some kind of religious game. Do you believe that? Do you think this is, if you think that this is just religious exercise, then this isn't going to be the place for you. We're going to press on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're here for. And I hope that you embrace that. And that means there's going to be some changes that are going on inside of you and me. For the good. And if we love one another, we'll speak to one another. If we love God, we'll be obedient. If we love God, we'll give more of our attention to Him through the reading of His Word. If we're going to be cleansed according to His Word, we've got to read His Word. Don't we? We've got to be people that are really serious about this. Hungry. Hungry for God. And you know what? Our nature, our human nature, is at enmity with God.
Yes.
What's that mean?
We war.
We push against. We don't want anything to do with the nature that we've been born with. Is at enmity. It wars against. It doesn't want God. And so even when we become Christian, we still have to deal with that nature that still can creep in there if we allow it. And this is why we need to fight the good fight. This is why when the thoughts come that want to take us and say, oh, that's okay. I'm going to just eat what I want and I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm just going to, and we're destroying the temple of our body. Then at some point in time, there's a recompense for that.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing if people are doing anything. I'm not coming against I'm not coming against certain things. I'm just saying there are physical recompenses for physical decisions. All right? And it's just the way it is, isn't it? And like what I think Melinda was saying, you know, or maybe it was Steve, you know, we pray for some outer kind of healing sometimes when the problem isn't that, it's what's causing that problem, that physical problem, which is lots of times is an inner problem. Maybe, you know, maybe somebody has, I'm using food because I deal with this in my head a lot. Sometimes people have a thyroid problem. It's a physical problem that's causing stuff. But lots of times it's the need for gratification, or maybe it's loneliness, or maybe it's something else that's at the root cause of why this person can't stop eating and can't discipline themselves not to have something. And I'm sure I'm going to get tested on this after this message. So, but we need to get to the root cause. And so instead of praying that I lose weight, I've got to pray. But for self-control, I've got to pray for whatever that cause might be, or for God to show me what the cause of something is, so that I can pray for the root cause of it. Mm-hmm. We need to move deeper, and we are going to. Do you believe that?
Yes.
One of the things that was said, and I wanted to. Haley was the one that had the song, right? Mm-hmm. That was just so perfect. The song that she chose and the words that were in there. You know, we fight ideas with other ideas. We fight words with opposing words. Is that right? If you're having thoughts of, well, nobody likes me, and I'm not really wanted here, or God doesn't love me, why doesn't He give me this, or why hasn't this happened in my life? You need to fight those thoughts. Don't you? Don't I? Don't we need to fight according to His word?
Yes.
That's what we have to do. And we have to go to His word and use His word according to His word and say, no, I'm not a person that's going to be overcome by fear. Now, it's right to say, if I'm caught up in some fears, to say, well, yeah, I've been fearful. You can't just deny that you're not. But what you do is have the attitude that, well, God's going to change me. I know that I can change. I know that I have victory in Christ. I know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I use the word to identify who I am. Because that's who God says I am. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
And that's what all of us need to do. You're in a situation and things aren't going the right kind of way that you feel, then use the word of God. Take the word of God and say who you are. Not to get you out of a situation, but to give you the proper perspective to walk through that situation.
Amen.
You getting it?
Yes.
That's what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Now, you know, well, this doesn't mean really anything to me. My life is going just fine, just the way it is. Is anybody in that situation right now? I
hope. I just hope that we're going to be people that do the right kind of battling. Because we are in a battle. And the enemy's out to devour whoever he can. And he knows us. And he knows the right monkey to throw on our back. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He knows your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. He knows the things that really bother you. And he finds ways to throw that monkey on your back, and then it's really kind of hard to get the monkey off. Isn't it?
Until you start reading the word.
Then when you, yeah, that's the
listen
point.
Listen to, you know, the gospel music, because you can't stand around that.
That's right.
Anything, any part of a human being that's worshiping God, he's not going to bother to hang around. He can't.
Yeah.
Because if you're submissive to God, then you can resist the devil.
Yeah.
You can't do it the other way.
Right.
And trying to do it in your own strength,
right, can't work.
That's why there is called the body. And one suffers, we all suffer.
Yes.
Yeah.
If one is rejoicing, we all should be rejoicing. That's the written word of God. How was Jesus led out into the wilderness after he was baptized for 40 days and 40 nights? And the accuser, the enemy, came to him several times.
Yep.
And challenged him. And what did Jesus use?
The word.
It is written.
And that's what we really need to do. See, if we're not used to doing that, it's going to seem kind of put on at first, but it becomes a part of who we are. We need to do this. God's saying this to us because we need to hear this. We need to apply it in a greater way in our life. And all of us want this and have done it before in our lives, but it needs to be a more automatic thing so we don't have to go down some deep road before we get climb back out of there again. Yeah,
a lot of times when we all fail in many ways,
yes,
we get down in that failure. You can try to write the Bible because we need to move forward.
Yes.
For the Lord's sake. I'll remind the Lord, because I know he doesn't mean reminding, but I'll say, Lord, remember you're full of mercy, yes, and your graces, that's what your word said, and you're slow to anger, Lord.
Yes.
And not that I'm reminding God, but I'm reminding myself
that
move ahead now, because this is what God's word says. So don't live in this failure, whatever it is.
Right.
Move forward for the sake of moving God's word forward. And not living in depressed state.
Or condemnation or anything, because when we do sin, which we all do at times, the enemy wants to keep us in a condemned position. We need to recognize it, confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And there's not one thing that we cannot get up above because of the power of the blood of Christ. Is there?
No.
We can conquer all things. It might take years for some things, but it won't be because of the lack of the power of God. It will be because we're not appropriating it. And we're going to, when we fall on our face, but we need to get back up again. We need, how many of you think that our church needs a revitalization of the Spirit of God? How many of you think that that's true? Don't you believe that that's true? We need a revitalization, an anticipation of the great things that God can do in our midst. And some of what's being held back is because of fear, right? Or because of wrong attitudes, hard hearts, disobedient hearts. One of these days, this roof's gonna open up. In a spiritual sense.
That's why we have to build in front.
That's why we have to build in front. We're gonna have to put a new roof on eventually. Well, we thank you, Lord, that with everything that's wrong in this world, there's a lot that's right. Where there is darkness, yet there is light. And Lord, we want to be people of light, people that aren't in the dark about ourselves or about what's going on in this life. We don't want to be naive. We want to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Lord, that we would be everything that you want us to be. That we would have wisdom, be prudent in all the dealings of our in our life. And this comes only if we live according to your word. And so this is what we want. Because we know, Lord, that you guard your word, that you vigilantly are preparing your word, that it have fruit in our lives. And so, Lord, that's what I want, and I do believe that everybody here wants that in their life, that we live a life that's abundant and free, loving, and powerful in the Spirit of God. So, Lord, help us to get to that place, that we move on and we move on together as a family that loves one another, can hear one another speak and listen to one another. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that you're doing, and that, Lord, confirm your word, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.